With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump is returning for a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania later today.
Joan Baker plans to be there.
Found it was very important to be here again.
The campaign says Trump will be joined by Elon Musk, the first time the SpaceX and Tesla CEO has appeared publicly at a campaign event since endorsing the former president. Also joining Trump will be the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed by gunfire at the July rally. Josh Fuller says he's attending all the way from California.
And to come back and finish that job and talk to the American people and kind of show that strength, that leadership that we need in the United States, I think it's breathtaking.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNews.com, Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake says her campaign is all about securing the border, improving the economy, and getting tough on crime.
And my opponent is just the opposite. Open borders, pro-sanctuary city, wanted to defund the police nationwide. He is for, you know, biological men competing in sports with our daughters and our sisters.
The Firefighters Union has declined to endorse Kamala Harris for president.
The vice president stopped by a firehouse near Detroit on Friday during her swing through the battleground state of Michigan, but she failed to win the backing of the International Association of Firefighters. For 2024, the union declined to back any candidate in the White House race. Last month, the Teamsters also decided against an endorsement. Harris still enjoys support from many unions, but has struggled to lock down the same support from organized labor that Joe Biden won 4 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Good news on the economy in terms of the jobs report on Friday drove the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by more than 300 points. It set yet another new record high. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. There's a new study out on persecution and corruption.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school is honored by a national magazine. U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College was named 50th among national liberal arts schools. The provost, Christopher Van Orman, says it's a great joy to have our work at Hillsdale recognized on the national level once again. Hillsdale has been ranked in the top 100 best liberal arts colleges since 2013. This is SRN News. A growing number of governments, international trade organizations, and businesses are urging the European Union to reconsider deforestation regulation that's set to take effect in December.
Critics of the EU deforestation regulation say it'll discriminate against countries with forest resources and hurt their exports. Supporters say it will help combat forest degradation on a global scale. Several commodity associations say they concur with the regulation's objectives, but worry that gaps in its implementation could harm businesses.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Scientists are keeping an eye on the night sky this weekend. Solar storms could cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States. Forecasters also monitoring for possible disruptions to power and communications. The sun's magnetic field is currently at the peak of its 11-year cycle. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.